Let's join in the invocation. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. We can just become aware of our breath. Allowing it to pull us into the moment. Noticing the inhalation, expansion of the belly or chest, and the exhalation, and the gentle collapse of the belly or chest. We can increase the fidelity of our awareness by noticing the different stages of the breath. The very beginning of the inhalation, the journey across the middle of it, and then reaching its pinnacle, the brief pause at the top, and the exhalation, the beginning, the journey across the exhalation, and again arriving at the end of it, the brief pause, and the cycle begins again. Can also be aware of another dimension of the breath, and that's its subtlety, its degree of refinement. When we exert ourselves, our breath becomes heavy. But often when we sit to turn within, we are assisted by a refined breath. A sommelier becomes increasingly familiar with the subtleties of wine, its bouquet, its palate. We can do the same thing with breath, becoming connoisseurs might also be aware of how deep the breath goes in our body, how far it penetrates throughout the, not only the lungs, but the limbs. Each breath nourishing the organs, the musculature, the bones, the very refined and very subtle nervous system. Each breath bathes the body. And as the body is nourished and relaxed, the mind can settle more. And as we use our will to attach it to the breath, other thoughts, other concerns can fall away. We can step into a moment of freedom from that which has come before and that which will come later. We can drop into the ever-present an infinite now. The now which is always here, always ready to hold and embrace us. The present, which we so often take for granted. The eternal home base to which we can return at any instant. Now, very gently cracking the eyes, letting just a bit of light in. Taking in the visual field. This is the visual palette of this instant. What we were looking at moments before when we woke up was a different visual field, and what we'll be looking at later will still be different. There is a perpetual flowing of the visual. One of the 99 names of the divine is Zahir, the manifest one. And everything that passes in front of our visual field is an expression of that manifest one. Due to familiarity, habits of mind, we end up taking what we see as a given. We ascribe conditioned meaning to it, inherited language. Prior experience. Let's intone Yalzahir just a few times. I'll keep count. But keeping the eyes open, taking in the visual dimension. Yalzahir. 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 This is the way the manifest emerges and presents itself before our visual field in this moment. There's a balancing act between the exploration of the God ideal and then asking the question at any given moment, what if this moment, that which I perceive, is God manifesting as this? An embrace of that which is actually and really and literally before us. Now we can let our eyes drift close. And turning our attention to the domain of sound. Tuning into the symphony. And as if listening to a symphony, can isolate different sounds or hear them all together. It's the instruments of the moment. Sound emerges out of the silence. There's no sound, and then the vibrations begin. Sound comes. And then after that sound has lived out its vibrational life, it submerges again, folding back into the infinite silence. The same thing happens with the visual field, but in a certain way it's easier to identify with sound. There is no sound, and then there's the sound. And while our ears get attracted to the sound, by tuning in, we can recognize that the silence is infinitely vaster. Deep, deep ocean of silence. The sound, too, is a manifestation of Zahir. God manifesting in that form, in that vibration. We might just inhale and exhale, thinking Zahir, as we hear the sound. And now letting go of the sounds, turning the attention to the sensations of the body, the tactile experience of the moment, the weight of the body on the chair, the feeling of the clothes on our skin, any muscles that feel stiff, achy, joints that haven't stretched yet. There is a symphony of sensations. Each one announcing itself and then dissipating. It's like a rolling symphony moving through the body. One of the curious things about the light of intelligence is wherever we direct it, there's greater and greater degrees of refinement that can be revealed. The nature of the light of intelligence is to reveal, to invite further disclosure, to invite more nuance, to invite more subtlety to come into knownness. So we are just making a pass through the body in general, but with more time we could begin to isolate the various dimensions of the body. The bones, the musculature, and so forth. But right now we just want to experience whatever sensation announces itself. And like sound, we might notice that sensation arises and then folds back into a domain of no sensation. And sensation is just a little ripple on the deep ocean of stillness. We're always aware of the movement, but when sitting, we can avail ourselves of the richness of the depths. We can become connoisseurs of that nourishing, replenishing, supportive, ocean of stillness that knows no bounds. It suffuses the body and extends without limit beyond the body. And now again, shifting our attention to a more subtle dimension of sensation, which are the kind of the emotional field. Which can often be experienced as various expansions and contractions, tightnesses, lightnesses, most of the emotions we feel throughout the day have their very palpable corresponding physical sensations. We label them with a word and abstract them, but when we tune in, there's really a whole play of sensations occurring. Right now, that domain may be more subtle. Maybe felt more as spaciousness. Sometimes when contemplating Zahir, we only think of the externally manifest, but the emotions are also a manifestation of the divine. Our emotions are a manifestation of the divine. The divine is not elsewhere, but right here. Renewing its presence to us anew every instant. And just like the other domains, the experience of emotions arise out of stillness. We may only be aware of their presence once they're loud enough to take up the field of consciousness, but they have their own rhythm of life, and they begin from nothingness and surface to be known. Like a wave surfacing from the ocean. And again, we can inhale and exhale Zahir, being keenly aware that our emotions are the manifest of the divine. That as our emotions rise before the field of consciousness, this is the way the hidden treasure that longed to be known presents itself with the opportunity to be known. And shifting to the thought sphere, the mental world. Each thought a expression. An expression of mind. An expression of the divine, ultimately. In certain stages of the exploration of the inner life, we learn to focus the mind, bringing it under our willful control. We train it. But as we get more spaciousness, as we're not caught up in the incessant flow of thinking, we can just begin to watch the mind, watch its behavior. Its constant attempts to make sense of things, to name, to plan, to solve. To invent, create. These are some of the many qualities of mind. And again, like the other domains, you might notice how thoughts have a life of their own, meaning they come into being, they run their course, and eventually expire. Thought is a vibration, more subtle than the visual field, more subtle than the sound field, more subtle than the sensations of the body. But that vibration emerges from the silence. Expresses itself, articulates an understanding, articulates a feeling, a point of view, creates a layer of meaning. Gives a sound signature of a word to an object. Apple. And then submerges again into the silence. And that web, the web of linguistic associations from one object, one scenario, one thought to the next, the mind jumps from object to object to object. But there's pauses. Subtle pauses between the thoughts. And just behind the thoughts, in those pauses, behind them, is the ocean of stillness. And now letting go of the thought sphere. Sinking more deeply into the ocean of stillness. The container. That holds all experience. The emptiness that holds the visual field, the audio, sensations, emotions, thought. Even more subtle domains that can't rightly be called thought or emotion, but the container, the deep well, holds all content. Anything that can be experienced can be regarded as content moving through the container, presenting itself within that vast space. And if all experience is content before the vast space, if every thought that emerges is just another piece of content, if every emotion, every subtle feeling, Every subtle perception is all content. We sift our way down to an irreducible phenomenon of simply beholding, the witness. The only witness. To settle into that witness, is to fulfill the mandate to know thyself. And to simultaneously recognize that every piece of content that arises before is a manifestation of the divine. In the Quran it says, "Wheresoever you turn, there is the face of God." Wheresoever you turn, there is the face of God. Allowing the different domains of our being to come back into the symphony of the moment, subtle feelings, emotions, thoughts, layering themselves, feeling of our body, the audio sphere, each layer a garb for the soul, a garb for the soul to participate in the manifest existence, a garb that we can appreciate and honor, and at the same time not want to get lost in a state of forgetfulness by putting on. The more we remember, the more we can appreciate every layer of experience. The audio sphere. And then gently opening the eyes, letting the light of the moment drift across the eye field. Let's join in the healing prayer. Beloved Lord, Almighty God, through the rays of the sun, through the waves of the air, through the all-pervading life in space, purify and revivify me, and I pray, heal my body, heart, and soul. Oh. Thank you all for coming. Alhamdulillah.